Morning Consult poll, Trump lead expands after indictment. By Hannah Blow on April 4, 2023. Former President Donald Trump's lead over his potential 2024 contenders has expanded since the formal announcement of his indictment at the hands of a New York grand jury and leftist district attorney Alvin Bragg, the latest Morning Consult survey found. The survey, updated Monday, the day Trump departed from Mar-a-Lago to New York, found the former president's lead expanding over his potential challengers. According to the survey, Trump continues to garner majority support, as 55% of Republicans support him in the hypothetical 2024 presidential primary. That is 3 points higher than the 52% support he saw 1 week ago, on March 27. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now falls 29 points behind with 26% support, the same percentage he saw last week. Former Vice President Mike Pence comes in third place with 7% support, down from the 8% he saw last week. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley followed with 4% support, down from 5%, and former Representative Liz Cheney garnered 2%, reflecting a 1-point drop from the 3% support she saw last week as well. No other potential candidate listed saw greater than 1% support. The key takeaway from Morning Consult notes that Trump's support has only strengthened following the indictment. Trump's support strengthens after indictment. Former President Donald Trump is backed by 55% of potential Republican primary voters, up 3 percentage points from last Wednesday, the day before news broke that a Manhattan grand jury voted to indict him on fraud charges over his alleged role in paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels. It gives him a 29 percentage point lead over his closest polling potential rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, marking his second-best advantage since tracking began in December. Currently, 47% of Trump supporters still choose DeSantis as their second-choice candidate, while 41% of DeSantis voters choose Trump as their second-choice candidate. The survey, taken March 31 to April 2, 2023, among 3,488 potential GOP primary voters, has a +2% margin of error. It stands as the latest poll showing that the indictment could actually bode quite well for the former president in 2024. Currently, 47% of Trump supporters still choose DeSantis as their second-choice candidate, while 41% of DeSantis voters choose Trump as their second-choice candidate. A recent YouGov/Yahoo found 51% agreeing that the indictment will not negatively affect Trump. As Breitbart News reported, when asked how the indictment will affect Trump as a 2024 presidential candidate, most, 51%, believe it will not negatively affect him. Of those, 27% said it makes no difference, while nearly a quarter, 24%, believe it will make him stronger. Further, half agree that a prosecutor from one party, in this case, leftist prosecutor Alvin Bragg, indicting a presidential candidate from another party is unfair. A recent Insider Advantage survey also found 55% of Republican voters indicating the indictment is making them more supportive of the former president. Heading to New York. Make America great again, Trump exclaimed Monday. The state of this country. Donald Trump leaves Mar-a-Lago to fly to NYC for arraignment. Watch, Trump Force One lands in NYC for his arraignment.